Hi, and thank you for joining us in this online edition of FOSDEM. Today I'm going to speak about what has happened with GR satellites during this last year, 2020. Probably most of you know what a GR satellite is, but for those of you who don't, GR satellites is a GNU Radio out of tree module which contains a collection of decoders for the telemetry of many amateur satellites or satellites transmitting data on the 145 and 435 megahertz bands. It supports already 177 satellites, but that number doesn't mean a lot because most of them use either AX.25, which is just the same protocol, or very similar protocols. So I like to think that it also supports 29 different protocols. The project started around the end of 2015 with the goal to provide a solution to decode any amateur satellite. Today maybe we're quite used to decoding satellites. For example, we have SatNox, but back then SatNox was starting and there wasn't really a software solution to decode many satellites. For those satellites which used AX.25, we had our packet radio software. There were other satellites such as FunCube who had specialized software from the satellite team, but many other satellites we could not decode. Of course, the team of the satellite had their own decoder, but it wasn't released in public. An additional goal that GR Satellites has gained throughout the years is education. I think that having an open source implementation of all these protocols is quite valuable as a teaching or learning tool, and it also serves to support novel satellite teams. So for example, university students who are starting with their own satellite project, they can base their work on GR satellites, and so they don't need to start from scratch. Last year at FOSDEM it was quite different from today. We were all cramped up in a room in Brussels University and we were having lots of fun and eating waffles with the people from the free software radio dev room. Today we're all at home having this online session. Well, last year I also talked about GR satellites and the topic of my talk was an ongoing large refactor of the code and the future release of GR Satellites V3. Throughout 2020, as many other people, I've had more time at home, which means more time to work on personal projects. But most of this time hasn't gone into GR Satellites actually, but in other side projects. Some of them will appear later during the talk. GR Satellites V3 was released finally in June after 8 months of refactor work, which started in October 2019, just after GRCon. And of course I haven't been working straight on for 8 months. It has been some kind of on and off work, and really the beginning of the pandemic provided me with the time and motivation that I needed to finally push all this through and make a final release. Throughout the year we've had several releases of GR satellites and we are already at V3.6, which was released in December. Every month or couple of months we have a new release of GR satellites and these usually add support for recently launched satellites or include improvements suggested by users. My talk at the